实战演练。
Section A，
夯实基础。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Hello, this is David here. May I speak to Mary, please?
I think she's gone shopping. What can I do for you?
Text 2. May I speak to Jack now?
Isn't it a little late at night?
Text 3. Hello, is that Mary?
Yes, speaking. Just a moment. Let me turn the music down. There, that's better.
Text 4.
Hello, this is Mary speaking.
Hi, could you tell me Rose's home number?Mine is 6554-7894. I know hers is similar to mine. Is it 6544-7849 or 6545-7894? Text 5.Good afternoon. This is Mr. White at the Friendship Hotel. Is Mr. Black there?
No, he is out for lunch. I'll be glad to take a message.
C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Hello.663-2278.
Hi, Jack. It's me, Anne. I wasn't at school today. Have we got any homework to do for tomorrow?
Let me see. Well, we've got to do the math problems on page 14 of our textbook.
All right, I've got it.
Then we have to go with our reading for English. The history teacher wants us to read the chapter on the history of London for tomorrow.And to write down the most important dates and events in that chapter.
Anything else? Music?
No, we haven't any music homework. But the science teacher is giving us a test on Friday, so we have to study for that.
Oh, no. I'm so bad at science. I hate it. Thanks, Jack.
Don't mention it. See you tomorrow. Hello?663-2278.
Hi, Jack. It's me, Anne. I wasn't at school today. Have we got any homework to do for tomorrow?
Let me see. Well, we've got to do the math problems on page 14 of our textbook.
All right, I've got it.
Then we have to go with our reading for English. The history teacher wants us to read the chapter on the history of London for tomorrow.And to write down the most important dates and events in that chapter.
Anything else? Music?
No, we haven't any music homework. But the science teacher is giving us a test on Friday, so we have to study for that.
Oh, no. I'm so bad at science. I hate it. Thanks, Jack.
Don't mention it. See you tomorrow.
Hello.
Hello, Liu Mei. This is Sun Lei. Could you do me a favor?
Of course. What's wrong?
I've tried to phone my wife 6 times, but I can't get through. The line is busy all the time. Could you possibly go to my home and give her a message?
Sure. What do you want to tell Ma Qing?
Could you just say I've run into an old friend and I will go back home late tonight?
Sure. I'll go round now.
Thanks a lot, Liu Mei.
You're welcome. Bye. Hello.
Hello, Liu Mei. This is Sun Lei. Could you do me a favor?
Of course. What's wrong?
I've tried to phone my wife 6 times, but I can't get through. The line is busy all the time. Could you possibly go to my home and give her a message?
Sure. What do you want to tell Ma Qing?
Could you just say I've run into an old friend and I will go back home late tonight?
Sure. I'll go round now.
Thanks a lot, Liu Mei.
You're welcome. Bye. Good morning, Kali Chemicals. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Brown, please.
I'm sorry. He is not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Okay. My name is Dink Morton. That's Morton. I'm phoning from Everbright Travel about Mr. Brown's trip to Australia. He's booked on flight number BA1279 to Sydney on Monday. That's April 27th. The flight leaves from gate 4. Oh no, sorry. It leaves from gate 1 at 10:30. That's 10:30, but he must be there at least 2 hours before checking in.
And how will he get his ticket?
Oh, we'll send it around this afternoon. But if there is any problem, he can call me at 334-86220.
Okay, I will make sure he gets your message.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good morning, Kali Chemicals. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Brown, please.
I'm sorry, he is not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Okay, my name is Dink Morton. That's Morton. I'm phoning from Everbright Travel about Mr. Brown's trip to Australia. He's booked on flight number BA1279 to Sydney on Monday. That's April 27th. The flight leaves from gate 4. Oh no, sorry. It leaves from gate 1 at 10:30. That's 10:30, but he must be there at least 2 hours before checking in.
And how will he get his ticket?
Oh, we'll send it around this afternoon. But if there is any problem, he can call me at 334-86220.
Okay, I will make sure he gets your message.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good 回答第14至16题。
Hello.
Hi, this is Jane. Is Mary there?
I'm sorry, Mary was out just now. She went shopping with her mom.
When will she be back?
I'm not sure. Why don't you call back later this afternoon?
Will it be too late if I call around 10 o'clock this evening?
That's all right. We don't go to bed early.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. Hello?
Hi, this is Jane. Is Mary there?
I'm sorry, Mary was out just now. She went shopping with her mom.
When will she be back?
I'm not sure. Why don't you call back later this afternoon?
Will it be too late if I call around 10 o'clock this evening?
That's all right. We don't go to bed early.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
One night, about 8 o'clock, Dr. Miller got a phone call from Dr. Nash at the hospital. Dr. Miller was asked to go there at once to operate on a seriously wounded boy who shot himself while playing with a gun. Dr. Miller was soon on his way to the hospital. It was 150 miles away, and it was snowing heavily. He thought he could get there before 11 o'clock. A few minutes later, however, the doctor was stopped by a man in an old black coat. Gun in hand, the man ordered Dr. Miller to get out of the car. Then he drove down the road, leaving Dr. Miller in the falling snow. It was after 2 o'clock in the morning when Dr. Miller arrived at the hospital. Dr. Nash told him that the boy had died an hour before. When they walked by the door of the waiting room, there sat the man in the old black coat with his head in his hands. "Mr. Jennings," said Dr. Nash, "this is Dr. Miller. He is the surgeon who came all the way from home to save your boy."
One night, about 8 o'clock, Dr. Miller got a phone call from Dr. Nash at the hospital. Dr. Miller was asked to go there at once to operate on a seriously wounded boy who shot himself while playing with a gun. Dr. Miller was soon on his way to the hospital. It was 150 miles away, and it was snowing heavily. He thought he could get there before 11 o'clock. A few minutes later, however, the doctor was stopped by a man in an old black coat. Gun in hand, the man ordered Dr. Miller to get out of the car. Then he drove down the road, leaving Dr. Miller in the falling snow. It was after 2 o'clock in the morning when Dr. Miller arrived at the hospital. Dr. Nash told him that the boy had died an hour before. When they walked by the door of the waiting room, there sat the man in the old black coat with his head in his hands. "Mr. Jennings," said Dr. Nash, "this is Dr. Miller. He is the surgeon who came all the way from home to save your boy."